coming up on Beef Boys.
Dude, they don't even, they just yip.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's just hungry. Don't worry about him. He's just hungry.
James, would you like to take it away since it's your first one back, or do you want one of us to take the reins?
James, James, you take it away.
I feel like a that hasn't come in like 10 weeks. I don't know what to do with
just
myself.
When I get out, they pull me back in.
You're like Yandere Div if he hasn't messaged a 16-year-old in 5 seconds.
Let's start out with that. Yeah, Yandere Div.
Yeah, let's break the glass right away.
I personally think, you know, I've been in therapy for a few weeks now, so I think actually an act of self-sabotage. I think he just never was going to be able to finish the game.
Right.
So not knowing what to do, he just decided, well, what's the easiest way to ruin my career and get out of like this shit people have pledged thousands of dollars to?
The minor.
Try to pick up a girl from Algebra 2.
I think that's why EDP did what he did too.
To take it back, for those who are blissfully unaware, Yandere Dev got pinged talking to a 16-year-old to the surprise of exactly one person.
Can you imagine if like big game devs did that? If like, I don't know, fucking whoever owns 343 was like, oh, we can't make Halo. I'm a
They should do that. That's better than what they've been doing for the last decade.
Yeah.
The next like piece of shit game that's going to come out, like the next, you know, Cyberpunk, that the devs just know it's going to bomb on release because it's like unfinished. They just instead come out. Todd Howard's like, I'm sorry, well, I have to delay stuff out. I'm a
If you see a child in the distance, you can
thousands of procedurally generated children.
Oh my god.
Dot, I don't think this game's gonna sell very well.
This is what the people want.
Every time you land on a new planet, it generates a 40-minute wide preschool. It's magnificent.
Oh fuck.
What, do you guys not have 54 terabytes of
mumbo jumbo?
How much that guy had.
Dude, I saw.
Did you see that?
I saw a tweet. I think it might have been that, but it was like somebody needs to teach these people handbrake. It was just like,
hang on, honey, I gotta run my
bumbo jumbo
through handbrake.
You gotta lower these file sizes.
Whoever exported this put way too many freaking megapixels in this shit.
This shit is not optimized.
Why is it so big?
Uncompressed.
Why'd they fucking, why'd they export it as an AVI? It's like 30 times bigger than it should be. To switch it up to something completely opposite of that. Recently, I haven't been on the podcast for a while. I've been dealing with some issues that have kept me a little bit isolated. So I've been having to keep myself occupied. I found this channel that I hadn't watched in like probably 3 or 4 years that I used to watch all the time. They're like probably like the biggest Australian YouTube channel called How Ridiculous. You might know of them, you might not, I don't know, but they're literally just like, they're like the Australian Dude Perfect, but not as like corporate and cringy.
I know.
They like drop shit from high places familiar. And it like blows up and shit. And they're, but I just have an affinity for the way they're just like Australian guys that like drop shit and break stuff and like do trick shots. They're just really cool. Like they're just kind of kid friendly, like overly, but I mean, they're dropping like 40 ton hammers on like cars. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you never get too old.
That's awesome no matter who you are.
Yeah, you really can't get too old for that. Yeah. And I've just been really enjoying them and they've been helping me keep my brain off stuff. Yeah. And I've been going through all their old videos and then I realized like over time their stuff has kind of got more like baby-like, but even through that, I still like it. Whereas like, you know, I don't obviously enjoy like baby shows very often or like,
hey little guy, we're gonna drop this car.
I was wondering if you guys had any like stuff that you watch that you know is like for babies, but you're like, I like this.
Even though then I watch those hydraulic press channels, or I went through a big phase of watching. It's like literally content made for fucking people who like missing their frontal lobe, but just like satisfying video compilation.
Oh my god!
Which is people like playing with sand and like cutting soap lobes. And shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, every now and then one of those hits.
I'm trying to think. I mean, there's like this guy who's like, he talks like this, and he like opens like 50-year-old cans of shit. And he's like,
beans.
Yeah, he's like, this has a bag of Cheetos from 1970. Tastes bad. And that's the extent of the video.
You sound like you like wow. it.
I think he lives in the woods and he's just like, I got this can of Chef Boyardee.
He's just fighting stuff in the ground.
Yeah. I don't even know if that really counts.
I've been watching two channels lately. I've been watching
two
channels.
A lawn mowing channel.
You ever watch those like yard work channels?
Is it like a satisfaction thing, like to see like messy yeah. lawns?
It's just one of those dudes.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I'm all over that.
Yeah,
fuck yeah. He rocks up to like some guy's yard with like it's just a mess, and he's like, "Can I do your yard for free?"
I saw this one of someone doing that exact thing, where he just goes to like really overgrown houses and like does a free job for it. Yeah. He gets like most of the way done. He's the person never came out of it or something of the house, uh-huh. and just, the lady was dead.
Ooh. Whoops.
He had to like call the police and be like, yeah, I was doing a video mowing lawn around here.
Man.
And the lady is dead.
Can you imagine editing all of that? And just like, you had to edit that and build up to that.
Now she's fertilizer. Well, that's the funny thing, because they do, first of all of them have like 20 million views.
Hey, if you guys so don't want like, her, can I have her?
Can I turn her into mulch?
I have a mulch. Yeah, I have a mulch company too.
To that point, it's like very aimed at like either a child or probably just more like a normie audience.
Yeah.
The other guy is a guy who just lives in some part of the States where it's like, I guess they get a lot of rain. And yeah. he just goes to where like the drains are clogged and cleans them.
Oh, I love those.
Which is good. But he's like, he's really vindictive about it. Like, he gets really mad at everyone. He's like constantly like yelling at cars. Like, oh, these cars just keep coming, even though they just keep splashing me. He just gets real mad.
Splashing me.
It's really funny, but it's so satisfying because you're like rake all this like shit out of the gutter, and then you just see this huge whirlpool start forming, and you're like, yes.
No, I watch it. It looks, it's so
see,
good.
There's
and it's like real
about,
cozy.
Yeah, no, there's something about, in the same way the like dropping shit on car stuff is like satisfying, because it's like, in the same way your brain likes like watching something be brought back to harmony, like cleaning a dish really good or some shit.
Right, yeah.
It also likes watching something become disharmony.
Yeah, I like the two extremes. Yeah, I like seeing things get fucking exploded and destroyed. I love seeing like people jump through windows and shit, or like drunk people at party. Explode. Like videos of drunk people doing dumb shit is always the funniest thing ever to me. Like just breaking tables and stuff.
Yeah,
but
what's that kid?
Someone, what's it?
Oh, I was just like that dude that goes like, "Fuck this shit," and then just jumps onto nails and shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
it's just videos of him actually almost dying. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. And then on top of that, the opposite of just like, oh, it's clean now.
Yeah.
I like that.
It looks nice.
Yeah. You boys got any baby videos you can think of?
Pretty big fan of Shaun the Sheep. I don't know if that's made for babies, but
what is that?
Is that like the claymation one?
Yeah, it's the people who did Wallace and Gromit.
Wallace and Gromit, yeah. I actually did really like when they would do like little shorts instead of commercial breaks sometimes on like Nick.
Yeah, they had this show that was just about like a little British farmer and this sheep, and the sheep and farm animals would get up to shenanigans.
Like, fuck.
Those darn farm animals.
They just, that group of people, they just make comfy ass art. Yeah. They make nice claymation.
There's some fuck stuff in Chicken Run for me. And we're like, isn't there like a part where like one of the villain gets like boiled alive or some shit?
I remember the
villain's death in Chicken Run being really grim. Like you don't see anything, but like the implication is he gets like put in a pot of gravy and boiled to death or something.
Bro, I saw this fucking chiropractic video today where this dude is working on an 85-year-old woman with the biggest hump in her back I've ever seen in her life. And every time he cracks her, she goes,
losing hit points every single time he does it.
Bro, and then he turns around. he turns her over and he's like, no, yeah, he turns her over and he's like, last time I saw this spine, 18 of the 24 discs were fractured. And he starts hitting her back, like, when he's saying it, like, showing, like, I guess, fucking where the discs are. And he's like, bada bing, bada boom, bada ba, bada bing. And she's like, ow, ow, ow.
It's like, it's so funny. A vine boom every time.
He's just bada binging her fractured fucking spine, like, ready to give her the 18 one... fractures, and like, he grabs her neck and like yanks it fucking.
That
like,
that's the one I was gonna say. That one killed me because she's like,
yeah, that's what I was like, he just yanks and she goes, oh,
yeah, she like. But if her spine is that fucked, isn't she going to turn into, like, the chocolate lady from SpongeBob? Like, you'll just pull out her skull and spine.
A
big
spine. Does a fucking Mortal Kombat finisher.
Yeah. Bro, but every time she turns back over after she, like, he cracks her back, for some reason she, like, can't control her tongue and she goes... She's like screaming, and it's so weird.
She's at risk of choking on it.
Yeah. That reminded me of the bada bing.
So I went to the Motherlands,
the Uber store,
on the weekend to see some family.
Swag,
which is why I'm sick.
Nice.
Landed yesterday, got in the Uber back home, which is like a 40-minute trip for me. And it was this this guy. As soon as we get in, he's like, "Oh, can I take a call?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course." You know, like this. That's always kind of nice because you're like, "Okay, you're not going to talk to me."
Yeah, there's no social interaction. Then you can just kind of like be on your phone.
Yeah.
And 10 times out of 10, it's just like, you know, some Indian guy who's just on like a 4-hour long phone call to one of his friends, which
from back home.
I don't quite understand, but like, I don't understand because they always talk so quietly. They've always got like one AirPod in and they're just like, and you're like, how can anyone hear that? But the AirPod's not that good. So I was like, yeah, that's no problem, man. And then as it went down, I realized he was like talking about... He was talking about a loan payment. Like, I think he was on a phone call to his bank.
Oh, my Lord.
And
oh
he was talking about how he'd missed a few, like, payments. And he was, like, kind of talking under his breath. And I guess he realized how awkward that is to have in front of us. So he's like, can you call me back in an hour? I'm in a meeting right now.
Oh, my Lord.
It was so obvious he was on the road.
Oh my god.
And then I guess like the person must have said like, no, we have to do this now. So he started, I guess he just like, it was like, there's like a few minutes later, he just gave up on the whole like the pretense of it being a meeting, and he just starts turning the music, like he turns the radio off. So now there's just Pitbull blasting in the background.
Meanwhile, the people on the phone are like,
and then literally, and
sir,
like,
you missed some payments today. And so if you look right here at the file, you'll notice that it's been a couple of months since you paid.
But the funniest part was like, he couldn't turn up that much, I guess, because then the person on the other end couldn't hear him. So we
was
could
he doing
totally
to like
hear...
mask him from you?
I think so, but we could still hear it.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And he was like getting kind of annoyed, like not aggressive, but he was definitely being like, well, I wasn't informed of this, you know, like he was starting to like push back on anything. And that's what I mean. Just
it's like the worst time to take a fucking debt collector call. Speaking of doing things in places where you shouldn't be doing things.
Oh boy.
I went to go watch The Midnight Live, which is a synthwave, synth pop band. I don't really know how you'd classify that. Before, I went to go see Dance Gavin Dance at this epic little venue in downtown Dallas. And The Midnight played in the same venue. And so we were like, oh, hey, let's go. So we went, and there is... So The Midnight, for those of you who are listening, who are familiar with their music, it's very like retro wave love songs. It's like, it's... I mean, they have like
some, like chip tunes.
It is no, it's not.
It's like 8-bit like Mario music.
Definitely not.
A bunch of people off Molly listening to Dire Docs.
Yeah, no, it's the fucking angry video game nerd theme song.
It's like if you were playing.
He's
Mario
the angriest gamer you've ever heard.
So fucking. So we went to go see them live, and it's like slow paced love songs, you know, with like a kind of a synth wavy vibe. It's imagine like fucking cyberpunk music, right? And there
was it a standing show?
Yeah, it was.
That's so funny.
No, I mean,
I can't imagine a standing show where they're just playing like love songs.
It's not, I shouldn't even say low. Like, it's like dance music, but it's like,
oh, okay, okay.
It's,
okay.
You know, they got like a fucking chick on guitar. They got drums, you know, a singer and a
saxophonist.
They got a female.
That's what you had to say.
Yeah. And so fucking,
yeah, they got like a guy playing some instruments.
Yeah.
Typical.
The lead singer pisses on people during the show.
Yeah.
They're Rage really Against cool. the Machine cover band.
Wait, what was like a jazz cover band? Like a funk?
They're like, it was like a funk fucking Rage Against the
You know
Machine
what Rage Against
band.
The Machine needs more of? Piss.
So anyway, so I okay, well, real quick aside, I remember back in the day going to like shows, right? Like hardcore shows.
Anyway.
And there was always like, you know, if you go to like a, you watch a band that you can't really hardcore dance to, but there's always that one guy who is hardcore dancing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
Taylor Swift concerts.
There was kind of like a version of that at the Midnight, and there was a guy who was shuffling, and he had fucking. Hold on, wait. I gotta get this out. He had fucking like things in his ears that were like glowing really fast. So he had like lights, and he was like, it's like he was at a rave, right? And the thing is, he sucked at shuffling. Like he was wearing jeans, and people were like trying to get away from him because he was just like. And he smelled like fucking garbage, dude. Like, this dude smelled so fucking bad.
Is shuffling like the white girl dance from, like, 2018 where you just, like, jump around? Like
It's the
rave
dance.
Do you remember
Everyday I'm
Shuffling?
From LMFAO?
Yeah, LMFAO. Yeah. I'm just at 303.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he's doing that dance, right? And as the show's going on, I'm, like, looking at me and everybody else is kind of, like, looking at him like, what are you doing, dude? And so like, you know, a song will come on. It's very, it'll be even slower. It's like a slow, like emotional song. And like, I look at Sabrina, I'm like, don't tell me that guy's going to start fucking shuffling. And he starts shuffling to it. But here's the kicker, right? Fucking the singer gets on the mic and he's like, this next song goes out to my wife, who recently beat cancer. You know, it was a really hard time for us. And then, like, he starts playing this, like, really, like, it's a great song. It's a very, like, slow, emotional song. And I look over at the guy.
Can we take a stab at what he was perhaps doing?
And he's shuffling. And there's nobody around him. And like literally people were so like shocked that this guy was shuffling to the song that they just gave him like an entire quarter of the venue just to like have to himself.
Oh, he's probably just working up a sin at that point.
Yeah, but it was just so funny just to look over after the singer gives this like heartfelt monologue to his like wife who beat cancer, and he's just like
he's like, yeah, my wife just beat cancer. They had to amputate her legs. You know, it's been a really hard time. I wrote this song in honor of her. It was so hard watching her struggle like that. And I, you know, like taking care of someone. It's just. This song hasn't even started yet. He's just still monologuing.
It's
been really hard. It's been so hard. You know, her legs, they took her breast. She had breast cancer. It got into her lymph nodes. And you know, it was just, I contemplated, you know, I didn't even want to stay with her. You know, like, it was so hard.
I'm going to fucking throw up.
Oh, fucking, it won't stop.
Oh, God.
Oh my God!
There
you
go.
Imagine if we did a Beat Boys live one day, and there was just a guy shuffling at the point.
Shuffling.
Someone
the
please shuffle through our entire Beat Boys live.
Yeah, game. Please. Yeah, please shuffle to. Oh my God! Oh, holy
Jesus
fuck!
Christ, that's funny.
I should point out that this dude was dressed like a mechanic. He was literally. It was like
white
beard, like
overalls.
Yeah, he had like one of those like fucking mechanic shirts and like a pair of like baggy blue jeans, but they're all torn at the bottom, and like a backwards hat. And just
so he just looked like Fred Durst.
Pretty much, yeah. So he was already very out of place at this fucking show. It's just like, oh, this is a rave, right?
just smells like shit. Yeah,
yeah, he smells that's like insane. Ass. God,
that's funny, man.
Was he at least like doing it to the BPM of the slow
no,
songs?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. Like, it was, he was so fucking bad at it. It was like he Googled, like, what do you do? Because he might have thought this was like an EDM show, you know? Like,
do you think he had like earbuds in? Like, he was listening to something else?
He was
listening to something else. No, it did not look like that.
No, it looked like he had these like fucking like, they kind of look like earplugs with like little LEDs in them. So they were like fucking flashing all crazy.
It'd be so funny if he just went to like really cheap shows and just he like gets his off on music. Ruining it for somebody and would just like play his, he'll listen to party rock anthem for 3 hours and just shuffle. Just shuffle fucking
party rockers in the house.
That day about the fucking, I've told this before I think, but there's this loser at my high school, he got every day I'm shuffling. Like, I don't know if you remember, but the there was the graphic. It said every day I'm shuffling, and it was like a stick figure guy doing like a shuffle kind of like pose.
Yeah,
he got tattooed massive on his forearm.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
dude,
big
that's
blocky impact font. Fucking every damn show.
That immediately takes the cake of the worst tattoo I've ever heard
that's
someone
a
personally knowing
tattoo.
Of.
Seriously.
That beats like T-Pain tattoos.
How can that song mean that much to you?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like,
every day
idiot.
I am shuffling, dude. I am.
That was the guy.
I don't get it.
He turned it into a lifestyle.
Yeah.
I love to imagine he's just banking. He's like, any day now, shuffling's coming back.
It's going to come back, and I'm going to be ahead of the curve.
I'm going to be, people are going to be wishing they joined me earlier.
Yeah, like in like a few years, like there's like that dude on fucking TikTok who's huge who wears like Janko jeans and rollerblades or something. And people are like, oh, he's like the 90s, like he's bringing it back all by himself. Like 4 years, it's gonna be a fucking guy with like an untamed afro shuffling with a
with
fucking
those
neon
striped
vest
sunglasses.
On. Yeah, and the fucking swag sunglasses on.
Oh yeah, the shutter shades.
Yeah, shutter shades.
It's kind of a vibe, actually. Yeah. Shout out that guy.
I'm bringing back 2011 and a half.
The 2000s is coming back, though. Like, I've already seen stores that are like 2000s, like vintage stores or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, which is kind of cool.
The kids are starting to. It's very strange to see children.
Crop tops
be
are
like,
coming back.
Like, yo, look at this, you know. Vintage graph. 2008, 2006. Look at this cool graph.
Look at this graph.
That's what they do on TikTok all the time.
Bro, fucking, my sisters tell me, you know, girls shop at fucking Victoria's Secret or whatever, and they used
women
to give away these
shopping.
Like free tote bags if you spent like $50 or something. They're just like really shitty, like nylon or some crap, bags, like in like 2008. And my sister was like, they used to give those to you for free, and now because like that stuff's coming back, you can sell them for like $150 a piece.
What the
fuck? And they're just like garbage, but they're like
That's actually super weird.
Yeah.
Imagine you just stockpiled those like grocery bags just like under your kitchen sink for like 10 years.
Generational wealth.
I mean,
yeah, generational wealth off Victoria's Secret
nylon.
One day, son, this will all be yours.
My bro Jared's found some like crazy shit on Depop where it's like these awesome vintage like Magic the Gathering tees that like they gave away at like pre-release events for like new sets, which would have just been like, you know, just some shitty gilding with like the set on it and like a picture of a dragon on the back or whatever.
Right.
That for like 15 years was only worn by the biggest losers in the world. But now you see it and you're like, that goes so fucking
dude,
bad.
I have a few shirts like that. I have a few shirts like that. Like, that's kind of like what my big dog shirts are to me. But also, I have like this one shirt that just says like Frodo lives on it. And it's there for some reason. I don't even really get it. I guess I don't know. But it was like for some reason on forums in like 1999 when they were working on Lord of the Rings, it just like caught on this like saying like Frodo lives or some shit.
Oh, weird.
And they just like made shirts about it for some reason because it's the internet in like 1999, I guess.
Right.
And I just found this shirt on like Depop like years ago and I bought it and it was like $50 and you could get a really nice t-shirt for $50, but I was like, but this it says two words, it's got history, there's something implied that's cool to it for me because it's like someone bought this 25 years ago before Lord of the Rings came out and they were like, yo, Frodo does live,
he does live, and now I'm buying it now because I know he lives.
go yeah. so hard. I think yeah. same thing as the Magic T-shirt, right? Because like that was, I mean, I, you know, that was me back then. I was a huge fucking nerd, but it was like,
yeah.
not saying, it's really cool that being a nerd is in now. Like people just play Dungeons and Dragons and fucking watch Game of Thrones and shit. Like that's not a weird thing to do anymore. But like yeah. back in the day, only people who were genuinely really fucking into this stuff
yeah.
did that sort of shit, like wore tees mm. with dragons on it or fucking yeah. Frodo lives or whatever. So like, there's just kind of like, there's like passion, like unabashed passion woven into the threads, kind of, you know?
Right.
It's like, yeah, some dude, guy really just fucked with Lord of the Rings so much. He was like, fuck it, I'm wearing a Frodo Lives shirt.
Even until like a Walmart. Even until like a decade ago, though, like I remember I wouldn't talk about Lord of the Rings until I was like 16 or 17 and more like comfortable in my own skin. And even at that point, it like wasn't that cool.
Yeah.
But like the last like 5 or 6 years, it's definitely gotten to that point where it's like, but it's just crazy to think about, like, even, like, when I was in high school, it was, like I had a friend that, for some reason, stopped fucking with me and, like, made a Snapchat that's, like, Lord of the Rings fan 001 and would, like, Snapchat
yeah,
people and make fun of me
yeah.
about with it.
Oh, what the fuck?
And yeah, like, just... No, I know, it's so stupid. And it didn't even bother me in the moment, but it was just, like, having any, like, nerd passion back then would yeah. be used against you, even in, like, 2011 or something, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Dude, there were, like,
it's
people
weird
who are...
how recent that is, that just, like, yeah. rapid... Game of Thrones is probably the biggest factor in it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, even just, like...
just dope.
Yeah.
Even just video games, like...
And video games movies, definitely.
Because I feel like I knew a lot of, like, jocks who were, like... I don't play video games, I don't have time for it. And it's like, what else are you doing? You go to school, fuckhead.
You're
in seventh grade. What do you mean you don't have time for it?
Yeah. Well, I think that's the other funny thing. Like, they act like they didn't, but they totally did. You know, like, yeah, I feel like I found out later in life, like, a lot of the jockey guys were totally going home and blasting some Morrowind and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But you'd never know about it.
You never admit that.
And yeah,
they would never
like,
admit
in
that.
Retrospect, they're like, oh, you know, that game was fucking sick, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, gaming's like worth more, like earns more money than like any other fucking type of media.
Everything,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just anything. So, and just everyone does it, you know, even your yeah. mum plays fucking Candy Crush or whatever these days. So
yeah.
It's like, it's not,
it is, yeah. it is kind of interesting. Yeah. And it is kind of interesting to like James's point, how like there was a point in time where people would make fun of you for consuming nerd culture. But now it's like, that is what owns media. It's like, what are the biggest fucking movies now? Superhero movies. Like it's just, everything is kind of like looped back around, not back around, but it's looped to, not even a loop. It's come to like that.
It's a line to.
It's well, a straight nice. Line to towards where that is like that. That's where we're at now.
I think it was just the Andrew and Kudos episode, but you guys were talking about cats. Mm. Or no, it was all three of you. No, yeah, it was. You guys were talking about cats. One, yeah. And Andrew was talking about this cat that he had that was just like, it was a tomcat, which like usually if cats don't get neutered, they like, male cats will like grow a little bit differently because they still like get their hormones and everything, so they yeah. get like bigger faces and bigger heads and kind of yeah. a different demeanor. And yeah. my parents have that cat like this who's like 2 years old and he never got neutered. He's like 3 or 4 now, but he's like 2 or 3 years old and he never got
his
neutered until
hang.
they well, he didn't get neutered until they got him, but
oh.
he just like showed up like on the front door and just like laid down and they would just like keep coming outside and he was just like
hey,
chilling there
balls.
And then my dad came out there and he like crawled in my dad's lap and was just like oh. going fucking car engine
please
mode.
Take my yeah. balls
yeah. please cut these
I'll
off.
Trade you my balls for a quick meal
yeah you know, for a place to live
that's how they've gotten like all their cats. They just like stumble up to the door and they're like, well, we got another cat.
They lure them yeah. in and steal their balls.
Yeah. No, the cats just like show up and my parents are like, well, we're going to PetSmart.
That's how we've gotten
yeah.
all of our cats as well. They just yeah. show up somewhere and it's like, oh, I guess we have cats now.
But
yeah,
this
the
cat
same
is
thing.
Like
we
the...
like put like $6,000 out and Mr. Chips just showed up.
He just showed up.
But this cat is like the most uncat-like cat like I could possibly describe. Like Andrew was kind of saying, it just like doesn't care about anything, doesn't get scared by anything. Like anytime a new person comes over, he'll run up right to them like a dog and like flip over and let him like pet his stomach and shit. Yeah. And like he's so goofy and like you'll throw a toy and he'll just go and, like he doesn't know what
the
to
fuck?
Do. He's, yeah. he's yeah, he's like
yeah,
fully
fuck
just
you
fucking.
Do with that?
What the hell? He's,
like every 3 steps he'll like take a step and like freeze and like lick his balls and scratch his face and then like look yeah. at you and stare at you for 45 seconds and then yeah yeah he'll lick his ball hole But yeah. He's just like the goofiest cat. But the other night he went to someone didn't like refill his water at night, and I woke up to the sound of like water, and he was in my bathroom at the toilet, like on top of the toilet, like hunched over the toilet like a goblin, reaching his paw in the water, and he would like, but because like. He has such a slow reaction time to things. It's like the funniest thing. I can't. It's like a comedy movie. He would like scoop his paw in the water and throw water at his face, and the water would douse him. And then he'd be like standing there, like, and then after it's like off his face, he'd go. and then he'd take another handful and dump it on himself and go. That is the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen in my life at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I love the idea of
his name's Ding Dong.
Oh, that's a good name for a big cat.
Yeah. It is a good
cat. Well, I hope Mr. Chips will be like that one day. Just like he lost his nuts too in a tragic testicle accident. Yours ends up to be like a big stocky, you know, cutie.
Yeah.
I love the idea where he said he fucking throws it and reacts like, what the fuck? I just have to imagine he's like a 2010s like video game reviewer, you know, when something weird happens. He's like, what the hell were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
Did that just happen?
Yeah, they really
it's
put that
right
in
behind
there?
Me, isn't it?
It's right behind me.
He's the nostalgia critic of cats.
Yep, that's something I do know.
That's him spray putting piss water on his face. Well, I guess this is just something I do now.
I'm drinking out of the freaking
I'm living with
toilet.
Italians. I lost my testicles, and now I'm drinking toilet water. Yeah, I guess that's just something I do now.
Also, I didn't get to say it, but Starfield Epic, I like it. I don't want to like go into a full thing about it because we have been going for a bit, but I like Starfield. I don't know why people don't. It's epic. I love it very much. It's wonderful.
Hell I'm so glad.
So suck on
that's
that.
What I think.
I'm like 20 hours in and I haven't even done the first main mission yet.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's epic.
I think that might be why you're enjoying it, because I feel like I have been doing the main missions and much like every Bethesda game, I just don't really care that much about the main story. Like
they've never done a great job at
I've
main
never finished
stories.
Skyrim. Like I've never actually beat Skyrim. I get to the part where you get the first shout or you go to the fucking the guys up on the deep throat place.
Yeah, that's what I do every time.
And you're like,
now.
Fuck this, I want to be a thief. And then I go and join the Thieves Guild and have the time of my life.
Exactly.
So I think I need to do that more in Starfield, because every time I try to do the main story,
I haven't even done any of the side quests or joined any of the things. I went to explore one thing. I was like, I don't want to do the main quest just yet. Let me do this one mission. And then that has just like naturally jumped into like every time I jump to a new system, somebody will like ping me and be like, "Hi, I need help. My planet broke. Help!"
Yeah, I got pinged by grandma one time. Have any of you guys had grandma?
No.
Oh, did you pick the thing where you still have family or whatever that like?
I think
hurt?
I might have.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do that.
Maybe I did that on my. I can't remember. I think grandma pops up to more than one person. But grandma will, you'll just get like, "Hey, sweetie, how are you doing?"
Like my
and you can go into her ship and just like eat pie and pussy.
This is my famous pussy pie. You have to push down here.
I really enjoy the just running around and gunning people down in Starfield.
Yeah, me
especially,
too.
I mentioned this in
that
planets
part
where there's low gravity. It feels
the best.
Fantastic.
It's so epic.
Because I'll be listening to just like my Spotify playlist. I'll try and pick things that I think fit thematically into my gameplay.
Dan's just going to play this with just Rocket Man 50 times.
it's just Rocket Man over and over again.
Sucking on my dick up here alone.
Space Oddity. Yeah. No, but like I think Space Oddity did pop up in one.
That's what the game
playlist.
Is missing. It needs a Fallout style radio on your little fucking.
Okay, no, I totally agree with that. And someone,
yes.
The thing to me is like Starfield is like an 8. Like to me it's like an 8.5 or a 9. But looking at it objectively, it's like an 8. Like I'll give it that. But bro, when the modders, which I know is not like a it shouldn't be like expected, I guess. But when give this game like 6 months. Like come Christmas when the modders have like really dug into it and fixed everything and like put like they're gonna put in a radio, They're gonna like fix the fucking UI. They're gonna like fix the FOV. They're gonna put in like they're gonna like port entire fucking games onto planets and shit. Like someone's already done it, so you can like travel seamlessly through universes and stuff. Now you don't need like fast travel anymore and shit.
Oh, that's
like
cool.
Give this game like 6 months and modders are gonna turn it into like the fucking coolest game of all time.
I kind of agree. 100%. I think it has a shit ton of potential.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm
gonna be unbelievable.
I'm very excited.
I think what I'll probably do is just play the new Cyberpunk update because I never
I was
going to
tell you about that. I forgot.
I was also about to talk about this. I started that last night and we briefly talked about it before you joined the call, James, but I started up Cyberpunk again last night and that game is good now.
That shit
I'm excited.
It's very noticeably better.
Yes.
It's like, so, I mean, I will say just because I've been playing it the last few nights. Well, no, I was saying because I started a new file and there is a certain point that you hit where it does where it really starts to fuck because it's like at the start it's like weirdly buggy. Like I've had bugs that I haven't had before. Like my first playthrough, I barely had any bugs outside of like a few really big ones. Where now it's like at the start, a lot of NPCs were very jittery. You know, like very there's like moments where you'll do something and it's like a really emotional cutscene. You know, it's like some guy kills himself and like the music's all somber. And then like some like NPC will just like and like pop up in your vision and then like go sideways and then fall through the floor. And it's like, oh, cool. Thanks for pulling me out of that really cool moment.
All of my brain dances were broke the first time I played. So it would like, there's like one where you like go to a club and like have sex with like five women and all of them were just like moving around with like Gary's Mod players. Like their legs weren't moving and they were just like... so fucking funny.
I was saying before, the only bug I've had so far is I was meant to meet Jackie was meant to hop in my hoopty, hop in the car with me, and we were meant to drive off, but for whatever reason he didn't. I think I entered through the passenger side because I'm from fucking New Zealand and our driver's sides are on the opposite to you guys, so I tried to get in, I never thought it was the driver's side, and because of that I think like it fucked his AI because it was like, he's like, that's my seat. So instead he just went back to what he was doing before, which was eating Chinese food.
Yeah.
And then I reloaded a save being like, oh, this will fix it. But it literally like would not. So I had to reload a save before I even talked to him, skip through all the conversation. And only then did he hop in the empty. But like,
I got this weird glitch where Jackie died.
Yeah. That's not meant to happen.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird.
He's meant to be your bro the whole game.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was going to be with me the whole game. That's what I remembered. Yeah,
he's gone. So.
I do consider that a glitch.
It is funny. Well, it's funny that in Cyberpunk, that's like, it's spoilers for Cyberpunk.
Someone's finally like, oh, I've been waiting 3 years to play this fucking game.
I legitimately haven't played through it.
That is Andrew.
No, yeah. Okay, they're starting it up right now while they're listening to the episode. It's like their day off. They're so hyped. They got pizza. They got Beef Boys. They got Cyberpunk. That's like, yeah, Jackie dies.
Well, this is funny that like in Cyberpunk is this big, like important death, but then in like Baldur's Gate or like Starfield, that could just happen. just randomly at any point. Maybe not so much Starfield because I think the characters just fall over if you shoot them. But like Baldur's Gate, you could straight up just lose like one of the coolest companions in the game at any point if they just die, you don't resurrect them, or a cutscene doesn't play out properly or whatever. And it's like, well, they're gone.
Idiot.
fucking dumb. But no, Cyberpunk, very, very cool from what I've played so far. The new talents are super, super cool. Like just looking through all the talents.
Yeah, James,
like,
jump back into it.
But is the melee so good? Cool. Well, that's the melee was fucking fucked, and that's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah,
I'm trying a melee run now because I think what fucked me before is I'm playing on very hard, which is like not chill because the enemies hurt. But if you go, I'm going blades, and like one of the talents you can unlock kind of early is when you hold block, you deflect enemy bullets, which is just the coolest thing to do in any game.
That's beautiful.
So I think that already kind of gives you a ton of survivability because before it's like you're just running around like an idiot until
it was mostly really just the stab animations, like the kill animations were completely broken. Like like anytime it would do any kind of finishes or anything like that, your guy would just like break and I'd lift my sword up I saved all my money. I got no mods or anything the entire game just to get the mantis arms as fast as I could. And then every time I would kill them, it would go into like a 5 frames per second slow-mo animation of him picking him up and putting him up and like and then putting him back down, but it would just break and he wouldn't go up and my arms would go up and
blood would go everywhere and
it would freeze and slow down, and then I would just get annihilated by all the other enemies while I got stuck in that animation every single time.
I will say I haven't gotten to the point where I've done any sort of melee yet. But I did see like a video where they did put emphasis on it, so I'd imagine they did.
I've seen a few builds because they put out a few like videos on the official Twitter and should have been like, oh, here's some build ideas, and one of them was like a kind of a ninja.
They do have like a class that is just straight up like fast.
That's what I'm gonna do.
And swords. And
you
shit.
get the sand of this or whatever, like from the anime. Then just go slow mo mode and fucking hoon in and just like
melees and pistols are always the most that I go. That's what I go in every single video game ever made, unless there's a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
They also, this was interesting. They've made it so I think your clothing has like some of them have very minor stats, but pretty much no stats.
So you can dress however you want now.
Yeah, and all of your armor and shit like that is now cyberware. And your cyberware is like crazy now. Like it that seems like real. The RPG shit for that. I mean, it was already kind of before, but like just looking at even just the very first, you know, when you go to Victor at the very start of the game and he gives you like a new eye and shit. Yeah, I was just looking at the stuff that was available there and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, ooh, I can't wait to unlock this because that'll be really cool to put here.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of new shit.
Yeah, the other thing I
almost
like
they
a,
could capture that lightning in the bottle again and like make everybody hype about it again, because if it really is that good, like I was always rooting for that game. I even with all the issues, I thought it was like a wonderful game.
No, totally.
No,
I mean it's made a
despite
massive
my video.
Resurgence.
But
well,
no,
despite my video, but like even there was just the storytelling of it was wonderful.
We make these things because we love them.
Yeah,
but exactly. Apparently, it's got the most players on Steam since December 2020.
It's the top selling game.
Oh, that's
right
great.
Now.
Oh,
so it's great. Back
damn,
to the same
okay,
hype
fuck
as well.
Yeah.
That's
so
great.
I haven't bought the DLC yet. I think I was gonna see like do I fuck with this again and then I will.
Yeah.
I think the DLC doesn't open up until like you enter Act 2 anyway. So it's like
So how it works is because I did buy the DLC, but I started a new game, so I haven't even gotten there yet.
Started a new game.
Yeah, so how it works is you can either start a new game and experience it organically, or you can like just start the DLC and it'll like teleport you.
Oh,
there.
So yeah, you can do
and
that.
And we're saying that if you
too.
Start a new save, that it like it makes it like you'll have a lot more issues if you go back to an old save than even though
which
most of
sense.
It will be fixed than if you start like a fresh, like a completely fresh.
That's what I heard.
Save.
Yeah, which
is probably overwhelming going to an old save because you just have like 500 quests pop out of nowhere and like,
yeah, no, I don't even
know.
But they even just drive it. Like you can shoot while you drive now. You can. I've seen really
dude,
cool clips of like
the
you
fucking,
can use like your sword on a motorcycle. So you fucking pull the blade out, then you can run up.
Okay,
and also
that,
you can
yeah,
you can deflect bullets and then fucking charge up and shit.
And they also like redid all the driving too. Like all the driving mechanics are all new, and
thank
it feels
God.
Really fucking good. Like,
and you can,
that
can like,
shit was
buy
so
apartments.
Ass compared to GTA. Yeah.
You can buy apartments and do them up and shit, so you can like get a real flash house and stuff.
Technically, that's another. Because, like, now the game is, like, actually the game, like, with this recent update, so it's, like, the thing they promised, like, years ago. So, like, it's almost like that game is, like, releasing right now. So that's just another epic dub in the year of 2023 for
that
video games.
Big
this,
fucking
this
year
is
for
legit,
games, man. Yeah.
This is probably the best year since, like, 2007 or 2014 for video games.
It has
it's
been
like
just bang off the bat. Like, to the
it's
point
been
that,
jam-packed.
Like, I'm not even mad if, you know, because I guess there's some fear that the writer's strike may have affected it, which is, like, hey, if that's the case.
Well, the video game industry is about to go on strike too.
That's right. I mean, shout out writers. I think you know. I think the strikes are great, but there might be a bit of a. I don't know if next year will go as hard, but honestly, don't care because I've got such a backlog from this year.
Dude, this year there's been so much. Baldur's Gate.
No, definitely.
It's crazy. I don't want to harp because we've harped on it so much, but like
that's crazy.
It's because we just got it on the PlayStation 5 as well. The difference in story. Every fucking time is insane to me. I don't think I've known. Everybody has a different story,
like
completely.
A vastly different.
Yeah,
yeah.
Insanely different story. It is one of the most impressive games as far as telling a story and having that story be able to go so many different places. Because I think a lot of games have like a really solid story where everyone's like, yeah, you got like a bad ending. If you do this set of things, it'll be a much better story for you. This is one of the first ones where it's like, it doesn't matter what story or what route someone's gone. Everybody's like, I'm having a blast.
But the differences to me is like, the thing that's really impressive is not that those games make it where it's like, you know, Cyberpunk has like 6 or 7 endings or whatever, but right. You feel like you're working toward that ending like on purpose almost always, even in Bethesda games, depending on your faction in New Vegas. Like, it feels like you're crafting your story and like chasing your like own narrative. But Baldur's Gate, literally, like, whenever I see someone having a different experience than me, like, obviously, like, I know you can make different choices. You know, I killed Karlach because I didn't realize that was a companion.
Which is like,
yeah,
crazy.
We nuked
so,
like, her.
Yeah.
She was, like, one of my favorite characters. And, like, I got real emotional at the ending you get with her. It's, oh, so
But
good.
if you interact with a certain quest first, then they're like, she's a demon killer and she looks like a demon. So, like, we...
Yes,
like,
we
but in that, okay. in that aspect, I'm like, I understand how the story can be different. But then when you see people, like, literally from the get-go, like, it literally looks like they're playing a different game from start to finish. But at the same time, like, when I played it, the way that I played it felt like that was the only way to experience it. Like,
that felt like the only narrative.
Like, oh, yeah, I did that. I went to the first place first. I went to the second place second. Like, it felt like I did all of the things in order exactly how you were meant to with the people you were meant to. But it's crazy. I don't think me and James ever found Lazelle.
Sold me on it.
I don't even know what Lazelle is.
She's the Gith Yankee girl that you meet in the very beginning of the game.
Oh, yeah, no, we never saw her again.
That's insane, because her story's, like, really cool, because she starts out kind of, like, a bit annoying, a bit real standoffish, but by the end of the game, like, her, well, if you make the choices that I made anyway, her arc is super, super cool. Same with Shadowheart. Cool thing about the Karlach quest, so when you meet Karlach, she says, or you meet those paladins up on the hill, or you can meet those paladins who are like, oh, we're tracking this demon, you know, we're trying to fucking kill her. And you meet her, and if you don't attack her straight away or whatever, you talk to her, she's like, those paladins are not real. They're not really paladins. They're like agents of Zariel, my like ex-demon, like enslaver or whatever. And they've been sent to fight me. And so I believed her, because I was like, she seems chill and hot. So I went and killed them. But even after I killed them, I was like, were they actually evil? Because they don't, at no point do they really like, I expected to loot them and get like, fucking, you find like, I don't know, soul.
Evil note.
Note from Zari.
You don't. So I was like, there was a wee while, like, oh, I was like, maybe she was lying. But, you know, throughout the course of the game, I think Karlach was good. But I saw this super cool clip on YouTube, because they're paladins of Tyr, the god Tyr. And if you're a paladin of Tyr and talk to them, you can call their bluff. You can be like, oh, you're a paladin of Tyr. Recite the prayer of the whatever, open hand or whatever.
Really?
The fuck. And they're like, okay, fuck you, and they just start fighting you.
Bro,
that's
crazy.
So don't know whether or not she's technically telling the truth unless you happen to play a specific character.
At least
in the early game. That's so cool.
Just shit like that.
The reason we kind of killed her off rip was because I think we just hit like level 5 and got a bunch of like cool stuff where you start really feeling like, oh, I'm fucking
level
epic.
5 is a huge jump, yeah.
Yeah, so we like just turned level 5 and then we ended stream, our save corrupted. Then I got on before stream, that save corrupted. So then, like,
man,
Andrew's like waiting to go, and I was like, fuck it, I just need to get us back to where we were. So I went into that house to get the quest from them, and then accidentally clicked one of them and hit them, and then all of them turned hostile to me. So then I killed all of the paladins anyway, but then I was like, well, I need to go kill the demon bitch anyway. So I already killed them, because I fucked it up and was rushing, and then went down there and just used all 4 of our characters to like stealth one shot her before she could say anything from like 40 feet away. And just nuked her.
Yeah, just immediately nuked.
Oh, yeah, because I did that a couple of times too, where I just like, I saw a big guy who looked evil, and so I was like, I'm just going to stealth surprise kill. And then I look up after the fact, like, oh, if you talk to them, they're actually chill and they're actually the good one. You've been set up by this other guy to kill
and
them.
You're like,
oh, so anyway,
yeah,
good game.
Yeah, we did the whole crash thing without Lazelle.
Doing it with her is very, it's super, super cool.
Well, dude, one of my friends just didn't even do the crash at all.
I almost like, didn't
because... He just didn't do it. They went straight to Act 2, and I was like, dude, this game is
I only did it
insane.
Because you told me to. You guys told me to, and then my other friend who was playing was like, oh, I love the crash.
Oh, yeah, the crash
cool.
was epic.
And I was like, because I didn't even... You can either go the mountain pass or underground. I didn't go... And as soon as I stepped from the mountain pass, I was like, oh, this is so much cooler.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, this is hyper-specific Baldur's Gate talk, so we'll move
yeah.
on. But.
Phenomenal year for games.
Spider-Man Hell comes yeah. out soon, bro.
Dude,
Spider-Man.
Yes.
That's another one. It's like, this year is fucking so crazy. And then Assassin's Creed is like returning back to... Yeah, Assassin's Creed yeah. is returning back to form.
Hyped
like
for
that looks
like
fucking
weeks.
Awesome.
Well, this has like a week.
This year
God,
so far, we've had
damn,
fucking...
Bro.
Literally two of my favorite video game franchises dropped a new game. So this
oh,
is
Mortal
like
Kombat.
Mortal,
yeah,
Kombat.
Mortal
Kombat and Resident
yeah.
Evil.
Dude, if Team Cherry in a just a miracle drops Silksong this year, I don't know if there will ever, for me personally, be a better year for gaming.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll ever get better. Yeah, just wait, buddy.
Just wait, bro.
I think the thing that definitely makes this probably one of my favorite years for video games is like the first week of January, I started playing Red Dead 2 and like pushed through all the aids of the first like 5 hours.
Yeah.
And
I'm so glad you did.
Still, yeah. that game is just like it's wonderful. Pretty like that,
wonderful.
That's like one of those. That's probably the last game I played, at least before Baldur's Gate, where it was like it's like Baldur's Gate, Red Dead, and Elden Ring are like the only games I can remember of like the last like 5 years where it's like. I think back on like a 2 or 3 week period of like, it was just like,
pure,
it was just like heaven.
It was just
yeah.
Yeah. It was just like a heavenly, like fucking trance experience.
All your thoughts are just about,
I'm going to replay like, that.
You're excited to boot it up. When you go to bed, you're thinking about like what you're going to do when you play it next. Like, that feeling in a game is like,
and for some reason, every time you have that experience with a game, you like, get to this point where it's like midnight and you're like 3 hours from beating it and you don't know if you should stay
every
up
time.
Or fit.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Red Dead, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and I was like, I know this is like the last set of missions.
Yeah. But I just have
like
to.
And it's like, I have work tomorrow and I'm fucking exhausted and I'm almost, I've been playing for 8 hours and almost don't even want to play anymore. But I mean,
but,
how am I not going to finish this shit?
It's so dumb because it's like, you know, every mission in Red Dead takes like 20 minutes, say, or 30 minutes or whatever. And you see the last mission, you're like, you know, it's gonna be like three times the length of a normal mission. Same with like Baldur's Gate, you know, it's like oh, every quest takes however long. Obviously, once you hit that, like, hey, once you start this quest, that's it, sort of thing.
Yeah,
that checkpoint. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gonna be like 3 hours, but you're still like, oh, maybe just this
one. Red Dead. Of all the games recently, at least Red Dead is. That game is one of those games where you get to that end cutscene and the credits roll and it's playing See the Fire in Your Eyes, which is like my favorite scene
Such
from that whole
song.
Game.
Yeah.
I finished that. At the time I was living with some other roommates, now with Courtney, so I had my own room. So I was in my room late at night and that game just has you on the couch like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just had me smiling.
I think
smiling.
Yancy, I can't remember if Yancy
sadly.
Was talking to this about,
no, yeah.
about Red Dead or something else, but he said it's like satisfying and heartbreaking, like fucking a burning dolphin. And I was like, that's a really.
What
I was like,
that would be satisfying. Yeah, what aspect of that is satisfying? Yeah.
I think that might be like a very personal.
Because you're fucking it. No, but it is where it's like, just like I was watching fucking. I was watching the 2022 Batman with fucking whatever his face.
Robert Pattinson.
It was so fucking good. But obviously it's like very dark and like super depressing and like that's kind of the whole point of it and everything. But like to the same thing, it's like by the end of it, you get to it and it's like, damn, that was like, that story was crazy. That was fucked. That was so sad. That like, that's crazy. Like same thing with Red Dead. But then you just like, it's just like, damn, I just experienced some good ass art though. Like I just got a smile.
Yeah.
I'm alive right now playing and watching this shit.
Like when I try to think of games that do that to me, Ghost of Tsushima, Red Dead 2, The Last of Us 2, The Last of Us 1. Like I feel like games like that hit you with that specific
Worms
feeling you're describing.
I played 3. One of those this year and I have 3 of them on the back burner because I got my PS5 this year and I have all of them. I just haven't played them yet.
Oh yeah, Last of Us 1 after watching the show. Well, because I got so into it that I was like, can't be bothered waiting for the show. So I just bought the remake of 1 and like finished it before the show did. And yeah,
dude, I really
is that like the most recent, like the PS5 one? Because they did a PS4.
Yeah,
that's what I have. I'm so excited because people are like, it's so like they literally remade the game. Like they didn't even just like everything was better apparently.
Because I got the original re-release for the PS4, and I just couldn't get into it because it felt, I don't know, maybe it just wasn't that. I think I didn't really understand what the game was going for, which is meant to be this very frenzied fucking like skinnier teeth, like you almost die every fucking. Combat.
Yeah.
And so I played it and I almost died and I was like, I suck at this game. I don't like this. And also the graphics are pretty dated by that point. But this the remake with like the new engine just looks phenomenal. And after watching and the show as well, where it's like very brutal and like skinnier teeth kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I think maybe I watched a Donkey video.
I wish they would have done Red Dead 1 like that. In the fucking Red Dead 2
I know, dude. Because we were up talking about that because it was like leaked. It, like someone found a string on the website code that was like Red Dead 1 remaster and everyone's like,
Like releasing it for fucking Wii U or some shit.
PS4 and the Switch.
Straight port too. No remastering done. Just and straight the port. And guess what? They're doing that. And they're doing that to Red Dead 2 as well.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's sick.
It's only because Red Dead 2 will run really well on the Switch.
Yeah.
It's only because they don't have backwards compatibility or whatever, because that's why they're not doing it on Xbox, because you can still just like pop your Red Dead 1 disc in your shit and play it.
Exactly.
Does the Red Dead 2 Switch got leaked by like the Brazilian government website? Yeah.
They do be leaking shit. Brazilians don't give a fuck.
Like my semen out there. Fuck.
Actually, yeah, after playing Baldur's Gate, I was surprised when I made my character in Cyberpunk. Not only do they have a penis or vagina option, but there's also a dick size option.
Hell yeah, you can slide that shit up or down, bro.
Yeah. I forgot that because, you know, Baldur's Gate just has one uniform penis.
One cock to rule them all.
Just go up to like Appalachia, where there's like seven people to a town and one sheriff that like is also the mayor and the milkman.
Yeah.
And controls all the food coming into the town.
Dude, their currency is rocks.
Like deep Appalachia is kind of spooky.
Fuck that. It's like the scariest thing on earth to me.
Yeah, it's like eldritch beasts hiding in those woods. It's fucked up.
We should move.
It's where all those like weird like families who speak their own language and just fuck each other all the time come from.
Literally, inbred.
That's the language.
It's literally 17 generations of only having one set of grandparents, and they like speak their own language. And
hey, dude, they don't even. They just yip. He's just hungry. Don't worry about him. He's just hungry. He just needs a little nap.
If you feed them Takis, they just die.
They make the fucking Lego Yoda death sound.
Oh, that just means he's horny.
He needs a milk.
He just needs to come a little bit. Don't worry about him. He just worked up.
He needs a good tug.
I think he means on a cool. I want a word cool.
Yeah, one of them starts saying tug, and all of them start going tug, 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 tug.
They pull their little dicks out.
They start chanting and like walking a circle around that 85-year-old bedridden mum.
It's like some Children of the Corn scenario, but they all make you
tug, tug, tug.
They should do a social experiment where they fucking move like a Taco Bell into a town like that.
See what happens when you gentrify.
They like walk up in like a Flintstone car where they have to use their feet to move it, and they like throw rocks at the cash register.
They pull into a Starbucks.
That drone footage of that dude shooting an arrow at it, like that guy from that Uncontacted tribe, but it's just some redneck with like a brick, like, and he's like, "Fuck you!"
And it's like one of those cameras, like that's like a like one of those skateboarding cameras that's like a super wide angle lens, and they're fucking fucked up oval fucking squished fucking faces
up in there. Like, I don't like the government looking what I'm doing around here.
Yep. Tuck, tuck, tuck.
You know that like Uncontacted tribe, that fucking like Christian missionary tried to go there and like convert them and got speared to death. Like, they get an Uber Eats delivery driver who tries to take Taco Bell to them.
They
They have to use the plane method where they like drop the bucket down and just go in circles. Yeah.
One with the food, one for the shit.
Tug, 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 tug. Getting like a McDouble and immediately dying.
Because I can't fucking digest. Oh my god.
Their guns don't work anymore, so they just like throw bullets up in the air and like fucking hit them as hard as they can with the back of the gun. Yeah.
They put a bullet in a pipe and then hit it with a hammer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they have spear darts like in an Amazon tribe, but it's just like a barrel of a shotgun and a bullet, and they put it in and blow it. And it just like mildly hurts like a little bit when it hits
like,
you.
Ow.
Yeah. Ow.
Stop it.
Yep.
Dude,
we should do a Beat Boys Appalachia episode.
Yeah, we should. That fucking video, like, of it was Soft White Underbelly.
Who I was gonna say, there's a Soft White Underbelly episode with those.
Yeah,
there's one where they go to Walmart. Which
he really does have the yips.
Yeah, he did.
he's literally yipping.
I understood his fucking angle of like, oh look, they're just like us. But like watching that kind of creeped me out because like when the yip guy like walked him over to like where his dad was buried or something, it was just like right there, like in their front yard.
It's
there he is.
I'm telling you, like, I mean, it's a different kind of spooky out there. It's just this very other, it feels old, I think, that's like one of the oldest mountain ranges we have.
Right.
And everything up there just feels like old and not in an endearing way. It feels spooky.
Seems like feels like people shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
I feel like the game Outlast is based on.
Yeah, no, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like. And obviously we're exaggerating for the sake of comedy because I know a lot of good boys out there in the woods that don't yell tug.
To get their mom to check them off. Yelling tug and pinching your wiener.
It's like
what state is it?
Northeast. East Coast. Like the northeast of America.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And is it just the whole mountains is considered fucked up or is it just like, is there like
no,
a specific...
It's like pretty specific, like more isolated points in like West Virginia. Vermont and like shit like that.
That tracks.
Where it's like really bad infrastructure, terrible government, and rural.
Yeah, the Smoky Mountains too are kind of like that. The ones over by like Tennessee and shit also have a similar vibe of like you go deep into those woods and it's.
It's
the most fucked up white people we have. It's our most fucked up genre of white people, there's some cool ones in there.
It's like Shovel Girl and the Appalachian Yippers. Those are our two most fucked up breeds of white.
They've somehow found
an even worse way to be white than being a white supremacist. It's like,
yeah,
they've like invented racism too.
Being a white, should we smash through some questions, lightning style?
I'm down to finish this off with some questions.
All right, I got one from our boy Prez. He says, "What's a piece of media you vaguely remember? You know you've seen it, but you haven't been able to track it down since."
Can I please go?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I've tried everything. I've tried Google. I tried fucking ChatGPT.
Have you tried the Beef Boys Nation?
I haven't tried. This is why.
Have you tried Tip of Beef My Joystick?
Beef Boys Nation, I am coming to you now with a request.
r/Tip of My Joystick.
I remember watching a movie as a child, a very small child. This is before I left Alaska, so I would have had to be 4 or 5 at least younger than 8 when I watched this. And it was about mice.
It was about a brave,
like,
small toaster.
Yeah, it was about a brave little toaster. You might... I haven't been able to figure out what the name of this movie was.
A mouse named Stuart, who was little.
It almost had, like, a Fantastic Mr. Fox look to it. Because I remember seeing... the fur and everything, and it looked kind of real, but it was definitely stop motion.
Yeah.
And all I remember is there's this scene where I think the mice are having, like, a banquet or a big dinner, and, yeah, they're all having sex, and there's a thunderstorm outside, and then there's a cat waiting for them, and there was this scene where it's, like, them trying to not get caught by it. And as a kid, I was like, oh, this is spooky. And I don't know if you guys agree with me, but like older movies that use like puppets or things like, they always have this really creepy vibe to them. No, like those 80s stop motion. They always freak, like, and skeeve me out.
Yeah. You're always like excited to watch it because it's your favorite movie as a kid, but there's that one part you have to like run away out of the room for because it's like terrifying.
Yeah.
No! That's literally all I remember from it. Is that I remember thinking and being like, "Well, this is kind of spooky," and that's all I remember from it. And it has been,
I've never heard of it.
Like it's 20 years at this point, I have never figured out what that goddamn movie was.
Well, if any of our sweet beefers,
help!
No, help! Help the man!
It's Magnificent Mrs. Mouse.
Is that really what it is?
No, it's just a play on Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh.
That does sound cool. I want to know. Because the one other time we've done this is like one of the first episodes of Beef. Me and Doplex talked about this like weird demo game for the original Xbox.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And mad people came. That was when we had like a tenth of the audience.
Yeah,
100%. But like mad people come through. It came through at that point and still like once a month and we'll like somehow point out this super. Yeah, so hopefully someone can help out Andrew. I don't think anyone will be able to help out me because mine is the first porn I ever saw.
Oh. And,
dude, I try and go back and find some of the classics, some of the OGs.
Yes.
They're gone. They're out.
It was just oldies. It was on YouTube and it was like softcore, so you didn't actually see anything, but it was like two really hot women. One was in like black lingerie and one was in like red lingerie,
and they're just like
no. They're just in a room and they're like making out really tenderly and softly and intimately, and they're and like there's the implication that they're rubbing pussies. And it was wonderful, and I would go back to it like every day for like months, and I've never seen it again.
Yeah,
goddamn.
I'm pretty sure there is
our softcore scene for James.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is like a subreddit for that. I think it's like called like r/tipofmycock or whatever.
I think it's literally tip my penis. It's
tip my penis. Yeah. You should submit there. I'm sure the fucking the sleuths
of
the internet.
Hello, gentlemen of tip of my penis.
Hello,
yes, come here with a great glory.
Every now and then you remember like one that you really liked from like 4 years ago, and it's like,
yeah.
It's just old enough that you can't remember it, but it's recent enough that it like plausibly is still out there.
Yeah.
Dude, I will look until I find it. Like I'll spend 3 hours in my bed with my dick like semi hard until I find it. Except literally that one from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I've already said mine before and I still haven't gotten an answer for it. So I'm putting out the cool yet again. I literally tried to find it again like a month or two ago. It's a TikTok or like a 5 second fucking video. Mm-hmm. That of these like frat looking guys and like some, it looks like they're at pre-drinks at just some guy's house. There's like four of them. The vibe is abysmal. They're playing God's Plan by Drake off their phone and they're like recording a Snapchat, but it's like, or you know, like a video.
Yeah.
And, but it's filmed from the perspective of like another guy at the party is filming it to be like, look at how lame these guys are.
Right.
So it's just these like three like frat looking white guys holding their phone up like this, like singing along to God, the bit in God's Prayer where he's like, she said that she loved me, you know, you know, and but they're like, they do it so limply.
I only fuck
like,
my mom and my yeezy.
I'm sorry.
I'm tuggy.
I'm sorry.
I'm tuggy.
I think I remember that video you're talking about.
Yeah, and then they're like, they either like cheers or they just drink their drink at the end of it. But it's like, it's, you know, in their heads, they're probably like, this is going to look so cool. But like none of them wanted to commit, and it's just, it sucks. I genuinely can't find that fucking anywhere. It used to be on Unusual Videos, but I checked Unusual Videos the other day because I was just watching them. Do you know there's only like 16 videos on that channel now? Like they're up to episode number like 230, but
there was some weird shit that happened with that channel.
I think it's just must have been copyright claim to fucking hell and back or probably, something. Yeah. I don't know what happened, which sucks because it's like the best meme channel out there.
Yeah, it is very but hard like, to find one that's as good as
it used to be in one of those videos, but now they're all gone, so that's that option's out. I've searched it on Reddit and there's a couple Reddit posts of people with the same conundrum as me, and like 3 years ago someone was like, oh, it's this one here, and it links to a TikTok, and all these people reply being like, yes, that's it, thank you. Link doesn't work anymore.
Oh, I hate it.
I cannot fucking find this fucking stupid video. And I honestly think at this point, I may have said this last time, I think it's daddy's money. I think these are like rich college kids who are embarrassed by the fact that they put out this lame ass video that we're being dunked on.
That's the conspiracy we're going with.
I honestly think, because like, videos don't just go off the internet, you know, like someone would post that to Twitter. Someone, you'd be able to go search, because it's not like a hard video to find. Or, you know, like in theory, it isn't. You said God's Plan Frat Guys or something like that. That would, in theory, with Google's advanced AI shit, would come up, but it just, it's just not anywhere. And so I honestly That's believe so that upsetting. it's been scrubbed. Because the fact it's that even suppressed. When someone links to a TikTok of it on Reddit, that gets taken down. What?
Yeah. Something Biden's America.
Fucky.
Someone find
Biden's America.
Because here's how we'll test it. We'll put, if we find it, we'll play it in an episode. And if that video gets, if that gets episode taken gets taken down, we'll know.
Then we'll know. We'll get, we'll have
then
a name.
We'll know.
Yeah.
That, well, we.
Sleepy James. I agree.
The only place we had it, we found it a few years ago. We put it in episode 8, but.
Yeah.
That's what happened to it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And we deleted it.
Yeah.
So we don't have the
RIP.
File anymore. But.
Which makes it extra upsetting for Coop. Because, I mean, he did tell us specifically not to.
That was the one place.
That.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. But.
One place we had it.
What can you do?
Yeah.
That was a good episode.
It, it was on Andrew's computer and it was in a folder called God's Plan, and then Andrew went atheist. So.
God's Plan.
Yeah, I didn't know.
So he purged it. He forgot.
What if it was Goddard's Plan and it was a Jimmy Neutron parody song?
Goddard's Plan.
Yo,
a mechanical
wants to know.
Canine.
Wait, I think it's answered.
Wait, Doplex.
Yes. Yeah.
You can say yours.
Yeah, for me, I had mine answered before because I did submit it to r/tip of my joystick because I was very desperate. It
that
was,
sounds like more about the one that's about porn.
I know. Yeah,
that one's more.
Yeah, it was a flash game I played a bunch as a kid. It was like one of the first flash games I remember playing. It was like you play as a pumpkin, and it was like a side-scrolling shooter game. But it was like you hop. I remember you play as a pumpkin. You hop around and you save all these vegetables. It literally looked like fucking VeggieTales, but it was
that's
like
epic.
Like, the vegetables were in, like, a prison in, like, these different cells that you had to, like, go and rescue them from.
God.
And I was, like, so desperate to find this fucking flash game. And I did find it. Somebody actually, like, oh, it's this one.
Oh,
and I played
awesome.
It. Yeah, and I was like, oh, dude, this game's fucking awesome. And then I forgot about it. And now I can't remember the fucking name. And I deleted that Reddit account. So I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Help our boy re-find his pumpkin side-scroller.
What is it? Tell me.
Find a pumpkin game for Dopex.
Find a pumpkin game. Give me Tug.
I have a Yipper Tug Reddit account that I use only for my Yippy Tugs.
It
like recommends all like, you know, like fucking like other porn Reddits and shit.
Yeah.
And there's this one just, oh, I can't even remember the name of it, but it's like you submit like stills of Jav porn and then people will like give you like, and it's all in, for some reason it's only
numbers.
In codes, it's like EUDW45L and fucking, but literally I've seen ones that will pop up where it's like literally a four fucking pixel image of like a lady, the back of a woman's knee,
like sultry Japan,
and you can't see anything else. And someone
finds it.
Someone will find it, and someone also looked at that and was like, "I know this Jav goes crazy. I need someone to give me this shit."
This is familiar.
And the only proof they have is the back of a kneecap.
Yeah,
God,
like actually, like it, like literally, I've seen ones where there's no face or body. It's like someone's calf.
Yeah.
Find
dude,
it.
I know that calf anywhere.
Gooners are the most fucking dedicated encyclopedia brain motherfuckers in the world.
That's impressive.
Okay, I have a really quick story that I've saved just for you guys from the.
Yes.
Me and Courtney went to Game Grumps Live because they came up here for the first. Nobody comes up to Anchorage.
Yeah.
So we were like, fuck
hey,
it. Let's go to Game Grumps Live.
The New Zealand of America.
And I'm Grump.
Yeah, pretty much. So the whole thing that they do is they bring up people onto the stage and
they goon.
Yeah, and they goon to video games. Well, they play
they tell
video
them
games.
Spread their fucking asshole.
Danny and Aaron bring some people up on stage. They're asking like what their favorite thing is, or like to give them a team name or something.
Yeah.
And this one guy goes like, titles. And we were, everyone was kind of like, huh? And Danny goes like, titles? And the guy's like, titles. And he was like, and I'm thinking like, is he saying like titles, like tidal wave? And then I hear Danny through the mic go, oh, tigers. And dude, I.
Oh, no.
It was literally a denotated wham. Exact, dude. I got brain blasted by that video all at this. I was like.
It's happening. Tigers. It's happening in front of my eyes.
It's happening before my eyes.
Oh, man.
That I'm a dedicated tiger fighter server.
He could have named his team everything. And he's like, let me pick the most difficult thing for my specific speech impediment. What an idiot. I was going to say I feel bad for him and shout out for overcoming your fucking speech impediment.
Dude,
but
I know, same
you're an
here.
Idiot. Pick anything that doesn't make a G or an R sound, and you would have been fine.
They get guy up, and he's like, I love. Can you just censor both the person and what he says to just leave people guessing?
Jesus Christ.
Fuck this. Duplex left the party, left the call.
Whoa.
He's back.
Yeah, what the
you
fuck?
Like, so hard you left the call.
It like kicked me out of it and then just rebooted right back in.
Schneebles asks, will Beef ass. Boys ever...
see the titles.
Yes, will Beef Boys ever come to Rutgersville, Virginia?
I know where Rutgersville is.
My answer is only if they got the yippies.
The yippies.
I would love to go to do like a Christian pilgrimage and go to the Fashion Square Mall that he got banned from and like go.
Oh, is that the Christian town? I thought it was like a random place in
Virginia. Like right around Charlottesville.
Yeah, oh, okay. It's the Christian.
Yeah, that's where he lives.
I've walked those same streets.
I've walked the Christian
streets. Streets on the boulevard
of CWC.
CWCville. Bro, I had a fucking dream last night. So I've been taking Zoloft the last like month. It's like an antidepressant. Yeah. And they make your dreams go fucking insane. Like every night I have the most vivid fucking dreams ever. It's insane. Dude, I'm taking my normal pills and I'm fucking having the craziest dreams.
That's what
and I can't get up off my mattress. And dude, I had a dream last night that I was back in high school and I was taking like a final that was like really important, but for some reason we were like allowed to work in groups. And I didn't like realize it until the end of the dream, and it's kind of what woke me up because I realized how fucking it was. But the test was on like a specific episode of the Gino Samuel Christian shit. Oh, it was like a pop quiz about
what
that.
What the fuck?
And I was like, and for some reason, all of my friends wouldn't give me the answers because I hadn't watched it, and they wouldn't give me the answers to it. So I like failed out of high school by not knowing enough like Christian lore.
Can you imagine that being an actual fucking
what kind of elective was Chris sitting in?
Quick history.
That's what's going to happen when you come to Texas. Doplex is going to quiz you at the door, and if not, you're not allowed to sleep there.
Yeah. I get kicked out into the fucking anals of Dallas and have to survive.
Who is Chris's first sweetheart?
What was Steve's question?
We already answered.
Will we ever come to Rutgersville, Virginia?
Oh yeah, sorry, I fucking forgot.
Yeah, sure.
No, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll go there. We'll go to Appalachia, back to back.
And we'll get a yip and tug from fucking Johnny's mom.
We'll get a yip and tug from Chris Chan.
Yip and tug.
Let's see, I have a yip and tug.
Yeah, that's a little bit jerked off.
Okay, well, my husband, Matt Chan, he's away right now, so I could do a little yip and tug.
There was that one point he was selling, she was selling.
Yip and tugs.
They were selling fucking, blowjobs or something. I remember there was like a very brief. Do you remember that? It was like a kind of a recent thing, I think. There was a brief moment where they were like selling both like art commissions and also blowjobs. So I don't think anyone took them up on that for some reason.
Buy this expensive painting. It comes with
a
free blowjob.
I'll give you a second card. That's the twist I did not know about.
You haven't done
I put it? A hole in this painting specifically for his glory
put
hole.
A dick through it. It looks like I'm sucking off Mewtwo.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
Squeezy sent us an image for his question. I put it in Beef Talk. We can end it on this one. This is like a life-altering question right here.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. One's gotta go. It's the Chex Mix.
I've never had Chex Mix, but I have listened to the song.
Oh, it's the best.
Me and Emily have been singing the, you know, the Dream Girl song by Lonely Island. I've been listening to Lonely Island again, but they sing about Chex Mix and that. I don't know. Just going off visuals alone, I don't like the rye chip. Get that out of there.
Rye chip is my answer
as well.
You're
stupid. You're a little baby. You're a little baby. Only little babies don't like rye chips because
Thank
their palates
yeah.
haven't developed.
Dude,
I'm just looking at the
rye chip is the most popular one. They sell bags of just rye
like
chips.
Rye chips.
That is the best
the mini
one.
Mini breadstick is obviously the worst one.
Yeah.
What are you
saying? My exact
to
answer.
Me?
My exact
you,
answer.
It's like eating a knob of. It's like eating a bunch of good shit and then putting a whole knob of butter in your mouth.
Yeah, you got you eat around them.
It's like
look for the rye chip.
Listen, okay, I take back. Goated. It's definitely one of the weaker ones there, but
mini
rye chip
sucks.
Rye chip is absolutely getting the
It's not crunchy
me.
Enough. It's just like goo.
I just aesthetically don't like how much bigger it is than the others, but how about this? I will try.
Chex Mix. Yeah.
Someone write this in fucking Texas ideas somewhere so we don't forget to do this. I will test Chex Mix and I will finally be able to deliver the conclusion and we'll see whether the Beef Boys are split 50-50, or whether Andrew's outnumbered.
Yeah, you got a list on the Chex pieces.
You gotta try it in like different combos and stuff too, because it's like the rye chip isn't like my favorite solo, I guess, but like I can't get a handful without a rye chip in it. Okay. You know, like it's got to be. I can pick out a few of whatever, but the base has to be the rye chip.
Yeah,
sure. The base
rye chip's where it's at. That shit's
fuck
like
the rye
those things are rock fuck fucking you. Hard, and that's why I like.
Fuck they are really you. Hard.
They got a good.
I like
crunch
hurting
job.
My teeth.
Yeah, you bite down and it makes a loud
Chex
fucking
goes
sound.
Stupid. I'm so excited.
Chex
to go
Mix
through.
And Bugles are like the best things ever, and I only eat them like every 5 years. If you've never had a Bugle, go eat
Bugles.
A Bugle.
Chex Mix, I
so
can
good.
Eat Chex more Mix. Of because I don't think there's as much like probably I don't know maybe oil or I love Bugles, but after a while, Bugles starts to give you that feeling of like, I have consumed a lot of stuff. Yeah, it's not
I
good
have
for
consumed.
Me.
That's why I only eat it like every 2 years, because it's like, it's like on a Friday night, it's like, oh, it's Bugle night. I'm not getting pizza night. I'm literally just going to the food store getting Bugles and a Gatorade, and that's my cheat night.
Dude, that's how I have fucking combos. Y'all ever fuck with
combos?
I've never
had combos.
Good, dude.
They, like, scared me as a child. I didn't understand what they were trying to be.
You gotta try them. They're, like...
They're super
kudos,
good.
You definitely have to try... Combos are, like, the quintessential American snack. I mean, it's just, like...
That's not true.
Well, I only say that because it's like
Lay's potato chips.
Sure. Well, I guess I should be more specific. It's like that's like the American road trip snack. It's like you get combos, beef jerky, but like the thing is, it's a pretzel filled with fucking like pizza cheese. So it's like
that sounds awesome.
They
scared me.
They have a very like pungent smell to them, and they are so fucking good.
They're pretty great.
You eat a bag of them, you feel like ass.
I think we've said this before.
Yeah.
I would love if either you guys just drop me off at the supermarket the first day we're there, or if you guys
That's
can
what we're
be bothered
do.
Spending a couple hours walking around with me.
No,
I want to
we're
just
take
go aisle by aisle, take fucking ages, look at literally every item, and grab everything I've ever wanted to try that I've seen ads for.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
And then that'll just be our snacks for the week. And then we'll just have like, I'll be able to taste test all this shit. I've got a bunch of, I'm going to bring way more stuff over this time too.
Oh, fuck. Sabrina actually has a request. Sabrina wants to know if you could bring her one of them fucking Whitaker bars, the peanut slice.
Yes, I'll bring a bunch of Whitaker's bars. Let's go. There's some crackers I'd love to bring you guys that'll blow your fucking decks inside out. I got a lot of stuff I want to bring, so I think half my bag's just gonna be snacks and stuff.
Whatever's left of all the snacks that Kudos buys and all the snacks that he brings, at the end we boil it in a pot.
We make it. We turn it into a sauce. Huge stew.
Yeah,
we give it out on Halloween.
Yeah, it's just black.
That'd
and brown.
Be so funny.
just pour this scoops boiling of like hot
chocolate and Chex mix. Yeah. There yeah. you go,
actually,
kids.
That'd be kind of sick to be like, maybe I'll bring, if we have some Kiwi stuff left over, that could be kind of fun to like poison the children of America with. Just be like hey, do you want to try actually good chocolate? And then it just ruins Hershey's for them forever.
Oh,
dude, you're going to ruin.
I thought you meant actually poison them.
No, like give them.
I was like, don't make that joke in Texas. That's like a real like white mom suburban fear.
That's
that,
what
like,
I was gonna say.
Kids
dude,
are getting they're like injecting heroin into their chocolate bar. Yeah.
They're gonna have a Facebook group like, I found this fucking diddly cork or whatever the fuck kiwi chocolate.
We are 15 in my son's color for.
Get it out of here! I don't want it in my.
This is trans chocolate.
It actually turns
my son gay.
Instead of like heroin this year, it's gonna be they're putting fucking like TRT in my daughter's fucking Snickers bar.
My daughter's balding.
My sweet baby girl of 17 is developing male
pattern baldness.
She's got alopecia, and it has to be the chocolate.
She looks like she could star in a G.I. Jane reboot.
Oh, why does my son who exclusively eat McDonald's have boobs? It has to be estrogen.
And not recessive gene.
It must be the MSG.
Oh my God.
That was, so that was crispy.
Oh my bad.
All right. Well, Beef Boys signing off. This goes out to
my wife.
A true American hero.
Yeah.
LeBron James.
The shuffle bug at every.
Yeah,
the shuffle guy.
And the shuffle bug.
The shuffle guy at every.
RIP wherever you may be.
Incredible. Nobody can catch you. You're the real Rage Racer.